This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Earlier this week, Oak Ridge nuclear scientist and city historian Bill Wilcox died at age 90. Wilcox arrived in Oak Ridge in 1943 and worked as a nuclear chemist on the Manhattan Project. He had this to say about the project in an interview several years ago.
I think people that are searching for the answers to that atomic bomb and the great destruction it caused have to be very careful that they don't take those atomic bombs out of the context of the World War II. You can't find the answer in the ashes of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. What you need to do is to look at the graves in North Africa and on the beaches of Normandy and in the Bataan Death March in the Philippine Islands and the rape of Nanking in China. It was a horrible war.
Y-12 historian Ray Smith spoke with us about the public legacy Wilcox leaves behind in the secret city.
Bill is probably the person that I consider to be the most knowledgeable about the Manhattan Project era and also about the history of Oak Ridge for its entirety. He lived the Manhattan Project. Since his retirement, he has dedicated a huge amount of time and effort to documenting that history, and documenting it in a way that the general public can understand the technical achievements in Oak Ridge. And actually, Bill was working on papers for the history of the city the day before he passed. So he continued to have a devotion to and a love for his city of Oak Ridge.
He had expanded a lot of his history into written form.
Yes.
Is it published?
He did publish a history of Y-12, and that has been published for a number of years. And he published the story of the gate opening at Oak Ridge that happened in 1949, one of the most authoritative and best references to that event. He published a report on the $1 bill that's on display in the American Museum of Science and Energy that has the signatures of 34 people who participated in the dropping of the atomic bomb. And, of course, his book on the history of K-25, I'm sure we'll get that published. It's so near being finished, he just wouldn't let it go. But all the rest of us will tell you it's a fine work, and we're going to make sure that it gets published.
Other than the books, if we were to walk around Oak Ridge?
One of the first things you see in coming to Oak Ridge is the Secret City Commemorative Walk. Bill designed that walk as a part of the Rotary Club of Oak Ridge, and it sits at the corner of Tulane and Oak Ridge Turnpike right in the center of town. You can read the plaques and get the story of the 7 years when Oak Ridge was a closed city from 1942 to 1949.
Do you feel like you are among those people who are taking up his mantle?
I'm pleased to have been able to know Bill and to work closely with him. There are a number of people who are working to preserve Manhattan Project history, the Oak Ridge history, but Bill can't be replaced. I mean, he lived it, he knew it, he understood it, and he knew how to convey it to others. A unique capability that doesn't exist in many people at all. So we've lost a giant when we lost Bill. We've lost a wealth of information. He tried as hard as he could to leave as much of that information in a form where others could appreciate it.
Ray Smith is the historian at Y-12 National Security Complex. A community reception honoring Bill Wilcox is tomorrow at Pollard Auditorium in Oak Ridge. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.